promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Monday, February 20th. We're back in the studio.
You know what's amazing is that it's President's Day. Is that what it is?
Uh-huh.
Whatever. One of those stupid days.
It is.
And there is no traffic on the road. There's like nobody out anywhere.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it seemed to me like it was like a regular day, but you're right.
No.
The parking lot is empty and
it's kind of cool. It's like a ghost town. I love it.
I know. It's amazing. A lot of people don't work today.
I know. You know? It's really weird.
Yeah. You would think just government agencies and banks and stuff, but I guess not.
It's an excuse for everyone just to be off work, which is awesome for them. That's cool. Whatever.
Yeah.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was good. It was relaxing.
Yeah.
And we didn't do a lot really. We didn't do anything really.
You're like, I come to find out, all I did was a couch potato.
Yeah, no, we went to look at cars and stuff, but that was it, you know. I mean,
you're getting a new car?
Nothing special. Not really, no. We just went
just
to
looking
look around.
Random.
Yeah, nothing.
Because it's President's Day and there's a special. Whatever. Nice. I did. I worked out all weekend. I'm on this crazy workout binge, like I was saying.
Yeah.
So, like, listen to this. Like, you'd be proud of me. I got up at, like, 7 a.m. I go and I run 2 miles with my dog around the lake. Then I come back. Then I go hiking for, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll come back and I'll do P90X. And then I'll do abs. And then I'll go to, like, a yoga class or I'll run again.
Oh, wow.
I'm crazy.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're full of energy now.
I have 2 weeks. I have 2 weeks to, like, get completely in shape. So I'm like, shit. Oh, my God.
You still haven't drank yet?
No.
Really?
No, I went to my hairdresser's last night. Oh, my God. Yeah. He's so fun. And I love all my gig friends. They're so much fun. And so I went there last night, and they're all drinking. And you would think that I was boozing because I wasn't. I'm just, like, stupid sometimes.
Right.
And, like, I don't need booze to, like, be an idiot. Okay. Fun. I'm just retarded anyway. It just enhances it, which it could go either way, good or bad. But we had fun. We played karaoke all night, and then and then we were just stupid. We had a blast, but I couldn't sleep last night. I don't know.
Yeah.
But then it's funny. Like, look at my eyebrows right now. Look like Bert and Ernie.
Well, I wouldn't have noticed. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
I mean,
stare at them. I'm like, what?
Sure, because you're aware of them. You know.
Yeah.
But most people, it's like, you know, it doesn't. Doesn't look different to me today.
And I'll explain why. Yeah. It's because I went there to get my hair done. I got my hair lightened, and then I lightened my brows to look like, because I'm so, you know, I'm Italian.
Right.
So I look so ethnic. So I need to, like, lighten the brows to match the color. And we lightened them, but it was way too late. And so then we, like, darkened them, and it didn't do anything much. And then we darkened them, and now they're too dark. And now I'm like, oh, my God, now I'm back to square one almost. But the dye is, like, above my forehead. So it looks like my brows are, like, way thick. I mean,
but not anymore. I mean, you must have cleaned it now, you know, because it looks fine.
Really?
It looks perfect.
I can still see it.
No,
so now I'm going to go back and lighten it a little bit more. Because it's just a little too dark. It's like, oh, God, it's like this whole...
I know, it's so difficult being a woman, huh?
You know, it is. It is. Anyway.
Oh, well, what are you going to do? You know?
I know. But this is Oscar week this week.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
Are you kind of excited?
Yeah, because it's gift suites. Hello. It's free swag. That's all I care about.
Do you get some of that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Really?
I go to all the gift suites.
Wow.
Yeah, there's like 2 on Thursday, 1 on Friday, and 1 on Saturday.
Yeah, and how do you get in?
Hi, I'm on TV. Why not?
Really?
Like, really?
Okay.
Just write their publicist, and they're like, oh, yeah, come in.
Well, you're good that way. You know? Who pays for anything, right?
That's I was thinking the other day, I was like, I have not bought clothes in years.
Wow.
Actually. I'm like, I maybe bought like a pair of leggings or something, like whatever, but I haven't bought shoes or clothes or anything. Everything I'm wearing is given to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's kind of awesome. Even nail polish. I'm like, it's kind of rad.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're good.
I know. Hey. I try.
All right. Well, we have a special guest in the studio. We have Mr. Joey Olson.
Yo,
welcome
Joey.
To the show, Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Joey was here last month.
Yeah.
And he brought us those breakfast beers. Remember?
Yes, but I'm not drinking right now, so that's a good thing.
Good thing you didn't bring
that.
Anything.
Yeah, you're like, damn.
Now, Mike, if Bridgetta's not drinking, I'm not bringing beer.
Yeah. Next time, though, give it a month. The next month that you come, it is, then I'll be back down.
Yeah.
But I got 2 weeks to, you know...
Yeah, you can do it. You can do it. You have a lot of willpower, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm like psycho. When I like put my mind to something, I'm like psycho.
Yeah.
It's like, that's all it is. Wow. All it is.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah.
Anyway,
so
what up?
Joey is the host of Guy Talk Radio on Wednesdays at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And very interesting man. Very entertaining. So
his moments. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his moments.
I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
Yeah.
So we saw Joey last night. We went to this
forgot.
This get together thing.
I thought it was Monday. Whatever.
Nah, it's Sundays.
Damn.
Sundays down at the Barrel. We do a little comedy event. Billy normally hosts it every weekend on Sunday. And I come down there when I get Mondays off. And we get a lot of funny comedians down there. You know, every once in a while, like Ro Del Grazzi shows up, Suicide Jimmy.
That's cool.
Rocky Watul, he's coming. He'll be on my show, I think, this week or next week.
So you like hanging out comedians and stuff, huh?
Yeah, well, my co-host is a comedian, so that's pretty much who he knows.
I mean, they're kind of funny, sort of. I mean, they're
comedians. I know, but they all seem to be the same to me.
Really?
I don't know. I've met so many in town, and they all know each other and stuff.
Well, yeah.
I'm not saying their material is the same, but, you know, similar personalities and stuff, I think.
I guess.
I don't know what the hell. They have to be outgoing.
There are some fucking assholes out there. I swear to God. Like, I actually got kicked out of the Laugh Factory.
Really?
When's that? Well, whatever. The guy was being a total douche. So I was like yelling back at him. Like, I forget what I said, but I kind of went off, but it was really funny.
Yeah.
And so everyone in the audience was like, oh, damn, she just cut him up. And I literally like chewed him out. Like I get really mean sometimes when I'm mad.
Oh, okay.
And he was being rude to.
God, I'd hate to be on the receiving end.
Wait, so you started heckling the guy?
Completely. I did.
Oh.
But it was funny.
Yeah.
And everyone was laughing. And he turned red on stage. But he was an asshole. Like, it was my girlfriend's birthday. And he was just totally being a freaking douche.
Mm.
And was, like, really ripping her apart, but, like, really meanly. And she's, like, a sweet girl. And got all. And I was like, I'll defend her. Like, and I kind of went crazy. But,
so you opened your
everyone,
mouth.
Yeah, of course I opened my mouth. I always do. I'm going to defend. Like, I defend my friends. Like,
right.
I am, like, very loyal. And I will stand up for anyone.
Was it an insult comedian? Or
kind of, but he wasn't funny, and I forget, like, I wish I knew, remember what happened, but everyone else could tell
you. Wait, was he not funny to you guys, or was he just not funny in general? Because
wasn't funny. Well, I'm really hard. I'll sit there and, like, when am I laughing?
Yeah.
Fucking funny.
I know, I've been like that too, you know, and I enjoy laughing
funny.
And stuff, but yeah, there's a lot of people that are not funny.
No.
You know, and there are people that are really funny.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I usually like when you're mean and, like, rip people apart. I think it's funny,
really?
You know? But he wasn't even, like, the funny guy doing that. Like, it was like he was trying too hard or I don't know. So I sat there the whole time like, really? Fucking really? And he just was so annoying. So I went nuts and we got kicked out.
Wow, you got kicked out of a comedy club. That's kind of hard to do.
It was so funny though. I mean, I didn't care. I was like, it's actually kind of hilarious that I'm funnier than you are on your own stage. Whatever. But anyway.
Yeah. Last night this guy was heckling the comedian, right? Or was it just
I don't know. There was. I think he was the husband of a female comedian or something like that. But he was trash. This guy is like falling over on himself and thinking he's funny and walking up there and giving the comedians high fives and everyone's like. Go away, dude.
Yeah.
Go out back when they lock the door.
I know, some people get really stupid when they drink, you know?
Oh, myself included.
Yeah. Everybody has stupid drunk times.
Do you have any crazy stupid drunk times? No, Sam.
What's that? Drunk times?
Yeah.
No, I can't remember any because I'm not a big drinker, you know? I do have a lot of memories in my teens of doing a lot of drugs and stuff, you know. nothing really serious, but we used to do Quaaludes. Have you ever heard of Quaaludes?
Oh, yeah.
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 So we used to do those, man. That's like drinking like a 24 pack.
Oh.
Yeah, it makes you like so stoned, man. It's so like comfortably numb. I think that song was written about Lou.
Comfortably numb?
Yeah. The Pink Floyd song.
Oh, okay.
You don't know that song?
No. I'm really bad at like play it and I'll be like, oh yeah, that. But when it comes to names, like I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no clue.
That's what they were writing about, I'm sure.
Yeah, all those old songs, there's like if you ever talk to like some older people, they're always like, oh yeah, I just sit around, smoke a doobie and listen to this shit.
Yeah. You're like what?
Yeah, you're like, you must be high to see whatever you're listening to, because I don't like this music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what year were you born?
83.
God.
Youngin.
You guys are so young, yeah. Listen to her.
Yeah, you're not that much older.
Yeah.
5 years.
Yeah, that is really old, you know.
It is.
Yeah, it's very old.
You know what's funny? Because, like, I have one friend that is, well, a lot of my friends are, like, actually in 83. A lot of my friends are like 5 years younger than me. And then one of my friends is like 8 years younger than me. But it's just, and you forget, like it doesn't matter. But then there are times where I'm like, really? Oh yeah, you're like 8 years younger. All right. Really?
You little whippersnapper, yeah.
Whippersnapper?
I don't know. What? That's something old people say. I figure out.
So now you're saying. What the hell?
Well,
do you ever say whippersnapper, Sam? What the hell?
What? You don't have grandparents?
They don't call me whippersnapper.
Oh, I'm sure they had much better names.
Oh, I was more like putana. I'm kidding. Oh. I'm kidding.
Wow. Does that sound like
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
No, actually, I used to hear that. I used to get yelled at, like, whatever I'd wear out of the house.
Really?
Yeah.
They call you putana?
Yeah, putana.
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 Putana. That's a whore, right?
Yeah, basically, in Italian.
Yeah.
Like, what are you wearing? Like, you're wearing this short skirt. And, like, to them, it's like, oh, if you show your knees, it's, like, so forbidden.
Yeah.
And I'd be mom, like, hike it up. What?
Yeah. Did you always have these kind of troubles with your parents and stuff? About the way you dressed, the way you acted?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what it was is, like, I went...
You're hard to control.
Yeah, don't control me. I do. I have major control issues. I really do. I really do. And I admit it. But it's like, and it's funny too. So if like, example, if you ever, you know, if you're with a guy in bed or whatever, and like you play around, like you take turns, but there are times when you know like they have control too, and you're like, damn it, and it's like this whole power thing, and then it's like,
really? Even in bed, wow,
yeah,
well, you really do have control issues.
Well, I kind of like it. I think it's really sexy when a guy just completely takes control,
right?
Like when they do, but I won't give in at first. It'll be like, what? No, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's kind of hot. All right, fine.
Fine, pull my hair.
Fine, pull my hair. Fine, choke. No, don't choke me.
Yeah, slap my ass. You know?
Oh, I don't mind that. Just don't choke me. I hate being choked.
Why do people choke?
I don't understand it. What?
Guys choke. Like, some guys
really?
I know choke. And it's the... Why?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's the worst shit ever. Like, I'm sorry. I want to breathe. Thanks.
Yeah.
I don't get the whole fetish thing with, like, you know, like, guys whacking off and you can't breathe either. Like, they choke, you know?
Yeah, like what's his name that just died? Kung Fu or...
David Carradine?
Yeah, that choked himself in a Thailand bathroom
hotel,
or hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Asphyxiation.
Yeah, right. But even, like, on Californication, it was Entourage or whatever it was. They saw it on there. And then, like, you know, like, you hear about it all the time. And, like, not all the time, but, like, a lot of my friends... Well, I have certain people. I'm not going to say a lot of my friends. Certain people I know choke, and I don't understand. And I've been with dated two guys who choke, and I actually broke up with one because I was like, I'm sorry. If you don't get your shit, like, stop doing that. I really don't feel like dying today.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Feel like I almost died.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's not hot to me.
That's like some freaky fetish to, like, want to choke. I'm like, you know what?
Right?
If the girl wants to, you know, be slapped around a little bit, that's cool.
Yeah,
you know, a little bit of hair pulling. But, I mean,
that's
come
fine.
On, fucking choke them. Like, what the hell?
I don't get it. I just don't. I really don't.
I want to kill you, bitch.
Submit, whore. You know, like, I don't get it.
It's probably about domination or something, you know?
I guess, but, like, and I'm...
And get some whips.
And that's the thing. Like, I'm also a control freak for the fact that you're doing that. It's like, maybe that's why it's hot to them.
Yeah.
In a way. I don't know, but it fucking sucks. I do not like it, Sam. I am.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like getting choked either.
No. In a way, it's like, but I remember trying to do it back to be like, how do you fucking like it? And, like, he was all like, what the hell? Like, got all, like, weird. I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Why would you choke me? I'm only supposed to do that to you.
Yeah, and then it gets more forceful. Like, it becomes a game. And I'm like, that wasn't what I was intending to do. But, okay.
That's what you were after.
No.
Yeah. Do you sometimes find you have, like, bad sex, or is it always good?
You know, I'm not always random. Like, I'm not really random. So I usually, it's with people that I'm, well, that's not true. Except recently. well, usually it's someone that I know. You know what I mean? And I've been with them for a while or whatever. So it's always good. I think it's a connection. But, I mean, there's been a couple times in my past where, like, what the hell? Like, I remember one time there was this guy, and he was just so small. That was the problem. He was, like, literally, and that is normally, size is normally not a thing. Like, yes, okay, I'm the extends girl, and I should be saying size matters. But it doesn't. It's really about, like, your motion in the ocean. Hey. Yeah. Yes, I just said that. but this guy was so small. Like, and I was seeing him for a little while, and, you know, then we waited. We had sex, and I was like, shit, really? Is it even in?
Wait, what's real small? I'm sure you measured
it. I did. It was like my pinky. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, size and girth?
Yeah, it was literally like my pinky.
It can't be.
No, it was really bad. Really? It was really bad.
Baby dick syndrome.
Exactly. Wow. And I was really just weirded out. And I'm kind of like, well, what do you do? Like, we were seeing each other for a while. So how do I, like,
stop talking to you?
Can you just get a strap on? You know?
Right? And it's like, how do you say this? I don't know. It was just, it was really weird. So
it is awkward, huh?
It was really awkward. Yeah. Really, really awkward. So, and I think we were seeing each other for like, I don't know, 2 months before like anything. And then I'm like, what the fuck?
I'm sure his personality overweighed the small penis, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I got out of that real quick.
Really?
That's a couple years ago. Like, yeah. I don't know. But it's like, what do you say? Like, what would you say if, I mean, I'm not saying you guys are in that situation, but there's really no easy way.
You don't say anything. No.
Yeah.
That's a man's pride right there, or lack thereof.
Yeah, and I think too, like, I think maybe I can be intimidating to people sometimes, and especially since they know that, oh, I'm the extends girl, oh my gosh, I'm gonna judge, blah blah blah. Like, I don't know. I feel like I, because people make a comment here and there, and I'm like, really? Like, what? Am I intimidating? Maybe because I'm like loud and I talk a lot, or you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they think I'm gonna judge or something, which I won't, as long as you don't have a, you know, size of a pinky.
Yeah. I won't judge as long as it's, you know, not what I like.
What the hell? I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
But can you think of like crazy moments that, or not crazy moments that you guys have had that are like the worst sex ever? Like, what do you, get the fuck off me, get out? Like, what do you do?
I don't know. I never really had bad sex, you know, because you always manage to salvage something out of it.
Guys will just keep going. We don't have any, you know. There's never been like a point where we're just like, you know what? Just go away. No, we're like, well, it's already in,
like,
you know.
Yeah, it's already there. I just bury the face in the pillow. It's fine.
Just shut up a little bit.
don't say much.
Yeah, but I think now it's like I'm with someone. I get to know someone a little bit. So I guess that's hard too because, like, okay, so this one guy that I was sort of talking to for a minute.
Talking with quotation marks?
Like a minute. Like it literally was like a brief moment. Okay, so fine. It happened that night. You know, and then it's like, all right, well, that was fun. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
But it's also like, I feel like it's so much better when you have a connection with someone.
Yeah.
You know, after you know someone for a little bit.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, because you're a girl. That's what women feel.
I know, I can just have it and it's fine. But it's just better.
It's better that way,
No, don't you guys agree when you have a connection with someone? It's so much more intense and better.
But that's the thing. I think for guys, there's like having sex and making love, you know?
Yeah,
it's like two different things.
Yeah. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm making love. Like,
Because we can detach, you know? And that's the thing. I think just by nature, we like that.
Girls.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, for a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
And then that question comes around, well, can we go out? No.
Stop hiding me in your house or in the closet.
There's a reason why you show up at midnight and go home at 1.
And you never spend the night.
Oh. No coffee in the morning? Damn.
Yeah.
Okay. What the fuck?
So I want to wear your shirt in the morning at your house, bitch. Don't steal my shit.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Exactly.
So, Joey, you're married, right? How long have you been married now?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
I think it'll be 2 in July.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
Yeah.
That's
pretty cool. You guys were together for how long?
Oh, like 7 years.
Okay, yeah.
Really? Wow.
Crazy.
So, you never really got to date that much before you met her?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, but I'd had a slew of, like, long-term, like, girlfriends lasting, like, years.
Really?
So, kind of a relationship guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, I've been like that too, and I hate it. You know, I kind of wanted to be. I mean, there was a period in my life where, you know, like in my 20s and stuff, where I would just sleep with anyone and stuff. But, yeah, but, you know, somehow you always manage to settle down with someone, you know?
Well, you're a Taurus.
I don't know why that is.
Right? Yeah. You're a Taurus. What sign are you again?
Scorpio.
Scorpio. Well, I don't know. The thing about Scorpio is, like, they can go either way. Well, guys are similar in some ways.
Astrology with Brigetta.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Sextrology. Hey. No, Scorpios and... Well, Taurus love relationships. They really like relationships, and they're really loyal. Okay. Scorpio can go either way. They like relationships, and they'll stay in the relationships, but they also are very sexual, so they will fuck up. I mean, if they're not in a relationship that they really believe in, they will fuck up, and they will have their fun with many women. Right. But they prefer being in long-term relationships and having fun that way. But... Yeah, I got Scorpio.
Well, from a guy's standpoint on like relationships, I mean, guys like to get a routine and stick with it.
Yeah.
You know, like you go home, or I mean, you go to work, you come home, you know,
you put it in.
Yeah. You do your things, and you know, for me, you know, I kind of do like my routine kind of deal that I have, and it's, you know, you kind of get thrown out of whack when you don't have that same thing. That's probably why I've been drawn to relationships mostly, and you know, now. You know, I got my wife and a kid and one on the way, so.
That's awesome.
Wow, yeah. Awesome. I didn't realize there's one in the oven.
Yeah,
wow.
She was sitting down last night. So
yeah.
No, she's just fat.
Aw.
I'll probably get a text real quick.
I'm not fat. I'm big boned.
Are you originally from L.A.? I don't know if I ever asked you that.
Yeah, born in Tarzana and pretty much lived in the Los Angeles area my entire life, except for 1 year in Oregon, but...
Oh, I see. Okay. And your wife the same? She grew up here, too?
Yeah. She's from California, too, and... Yeah, you guys, everybody comes to California, we're like, well, we're born here. We're natives.
Yeah. I know. Not many people are, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the native... I don't know. I don't know if I'm a huge fan of California or not. I really hate traffic.
Yeah.
And, you know, and our dirty ass beaches, but whatever.
You know, it's so true. Like, you think of, like, growing up, you think of, oh, California, amazing beaches, warm beaches, awesome surf. And I get here and I'm like, these beaches are shitty.
Yeah.
Like, there's rocks everywhere. You can't see through it. Of cold water.
The water's freezing.
And the waves are okay, but they're not like Hawaii or the East Coast waves. Sorry, but I've surfed over there and I'm like, this shit is awesome. It's warm. I can see through the water. There is a lot of sand that doesn't hurt my damn feet because it's nice white sand.
Right.
And it's just clean.
Well, wait, you mean other beaches don't have broken bottles and cigarette butts?
Where are you going to Venice? Well, who goes to Venice?
Have you ever, like, do you boogie board? Like,
yeah.
Well,
and surf.
I forget where Emma Woods. Okay, it's this it's really easy to get into. You know, it's first come first serve for camping and stuff like that.
Okay.
Don't boogie board there unless you go down to the end, because I tried doing it right.
Emma Woods.
It's down past Ventura.
Okay. Okay.
And I went boogie boarding there, and I was just like, I'm just gonna do it, even though I'm walking out there and I see these huge rocks all over the freaking place.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Yeah.
You know, I hit a couple good waves and I go real well. And after like the third time, I go under. And I come up and it looks like I have a huge shark bite on my side.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
It wasn't very friendly. Rocks
freaking blow. No, like, they're awful. I mean, like, if you're good, that's the thing. You have to be a good surfer in some areas, I hear. And if there is waves. But I also can't stand the fact that there's 100 surfers on one freaking wave.
Yeah.
Or bodyboarders. Like, you know what I mean? That's really annoying. But yeah, the rocks here, that's just, they're like horrible.
Kind of brutal.
It's like, say it's like coral. We have like more coral on the East Coast. So it's like you get cut up by coral, like in Florida or like, you know, Carolinas, if you're surfing there, it's like coral gets you.
Yeah.
That shit sucks.
Really?
Oh, God. You'll have scars forever.
Wow.
Yeah. Luckily, I was all right.
Scars are cool.
Like the one on my face right now. Damn it.
Damn it.
Sucks balls.
Do you still have a... Let me see it for a second.
Yeah. See?
You can barely see it.
Oh, my God. I can see it. So I keep putting on, like, vitamin E. I've got, like, the special Tamarnu oil and vitamin E and, like, the Moderma scar crap, whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I'm putting it on every day, but it just sucks. It's my face, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, well, there goes any cosmetic commercials.
Yeah.
Well, wouldn't that help? You know, you can hide it with the...
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Brigetta was clawed by a cat.
freaking cats.
So,
cats.
For those of you who don't know.
I hate cats now.
Yeah,
I just,
do
yeah.
you, huh?
I'm like, yeah, terrified of the cats in the house now. Yeah. Like, get away from me. Oh, my God, you might scratch my face. Yeah. My cornea, something. I don't know.
So this is your roommate's cat?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So I was trying to, like, you know, be friends with it, and that didn't happen.
It didn't work.
No, fuck cats now.
They can sense evil.
Oh, gee, thanks. Right. Honestly, they probably smelled my dogs on me, and they're like, oh, get the dog away. You know, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know about putting...
Bitch slap me.
Dogs
I got bitch slapped by a pussy.
Yeah.
Nice.
What?
Yeah. So, Joey, what did you guys do for Valentine's Day?
Well, me and my wife pretty much stayed in. Mm-hmm. You know, we just had a couple things. We had dinner at home, and, you know, it was nice.
That's cool.
But you had the little one, too, so
we can't really go out too many places. And, you know, we kind of do our date nights during the week, so we don't really have to worry about, you mm-hmm. know, things like that. But, we just stayed at home, got her some flowers, and...
Nice.
That's cool, like a date night, huh? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
When you're, like, very busy and
yeah, I think that's a really good idea.
Each other. Yeah.
I used to do that when I was in a relationship for a while. Like, you kind of have to set a time for each other. Because, like, you may live together or be around each other all the time, but you're so busy on work or whatever. Like, you're watching TV and you're on the computer doing work or whatever. And it's like, you need the time to, like, this is date night. We're actually going to pay attention to each other.
Oh, yeah. And then after Christmas, you know, you get all those gift certificates and things like that. So oh, good. We're going to Outback tonight.
Yeah. Yeah,
right. What's in the wallet of, you know, free gift certificates?
The wallet of fun.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever use Groupon or Living Social?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Sometimes. I know we've gotten certain deals out of that, but I don't really watch it too much. It's like, oh, we're going here tonight? Okay, cool.
I know.
I love it.
So, some people love this. You know?
I think it's great. I mean, you find so many places that you normally would not know about or find on there, and it's like, okay, cool, deal finder. Like, I think someone was saying yesterday there was a trip to China. Get this. Trip to China for an entire week, $8.99, included airfare, your hotel stay that was like a 3-star or 4-star or something like that. I can't remember. But it was like decent. It wasn't like amazing, but it was... With your own private English tour, and you covered like several different cities. It was really cool. I was like,
really?
For only 99? Like, that's really
freaking
awesome.
Yeah. I know, I'm curious about going to China. You know, I have a couple people that have been there, and they're saying it's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Except they said that I probably wouldn't like it there because the air stinks all the time.
Really?
You say it
like
constantly
what?
Stinks.
Like dog poop?
I don't know, like
weird
food.
Like the dogs they kill?
Chinese food.
Yeah.
You know, because
they have dogs in it.
Yeah.
That's
I don't know
meat.
What it is. Yeah.
It's really dogs.
They have pollution there as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Are you with like smells? I smell everything.
Yeah.
Then you're probably smelling the gasoline on my pants.
No, I'm fine with like motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
No,
I'm sitting here and I'm smelling. I'm like, ah.
Well, you smell more because like, you know, when I ride a bike, I smell it too. You're just like, oh, damn. Okay. But no, like I have this thing where I have smell, like I smell everything. My sense of smell is like so intense. Mm. So even before I like drink anything, I have to smell it. And if like, this is why I won't drink. I only drink bottled waters. I won't drink water out of a cup. Because I feel like the cups smell if they're not washed properly.
Really?
Yeah, I'm
that's
really
true.
Weird.
That
right?
happens, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really weird with that.
Yeah.
And then it's like, whoever I'm with, like, you better wear cologne and, like, nice soap or something. Because if I... It just doesn't smell nice.
Wait,
like,
you don't like
don't
BO?
It's not even that. It's just like, I don't know. Like, just... I just need to smell like...
You better smell like some CK1 or I don't know. What's the fancy shit?
CK1? What the hell? That was like seventh grade.
Some Puff Daddy shit. Or
Puff Daddy?
Yeah.
Really?
P. Diddy? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
I'm just going to be quiet and shit.
Yeah, what cologne do you wear then?
Wait. No. It's called Drifter by,
Okay, I know Drifter.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's whatever my wife picks out. Just like how you don't, you know, buy your own clothes.
Yeah.
I don't either. I need clothes.
Well, guys never do. Guys never do.
The woman always buys.
Yeah.
That's true. I prefer buying clothes for whoever I'm. Well, that's not true. I think I date a lot of guys who are more metro. If I like that,
I
want someone to be put together and like figure out what to wear.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are times where I like buying things for everyone.
Yeah. You just have to be aware of guys that are too into their clothes.
Yeah.
Then they might be into your clothes.
Like a stalker in my closet that I had one time. That was weird.
Yeah.
What about you, cologne?
Gucci by Gucci.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah. So, Yeah. Anyway, did you guys see the Whitney Houston funeral at all on TV?
No, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's like I didn't watch it.
I don't care.
I didn't watch it either. But the thing is that I had the TV on CNN.
The Bobby Brown
all
thing.
All day they were showing the same friggin' thing, you know.
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder and Kevin Costner and all these people, you know. I mean, and look, the way it is this. I like Whitney Houston.
Yeah.
I like her voice.
Don't rub it on my face.
I like her music. You know, but this has been like way too much.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been over a week and it's still like going strong. You know, that's all anybody's talking about.
It's so stupid. I mean, I'm sorry. She died. And that sucks.
It's very sad, but people die all the time.
Exactly.
You know?
I think
this
it's really
too much.
The only thing that I do have to say that I thought was fucked up that I heard about was that, you know, Bobby Brown, obviously the whole family hates him.
Right.
And he shows up and he should sit in the front row with the family.
Right.
Like, you know, I mean, he's
with
got
his daughter.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I mean, they were married for a bit, even though it was in the past and everyone hates him, but still. You know, he shows up with, I guess, a party of nine.
Right.
Which I thought was weird that he showed up in an
entourage
of nine.
It is. I mean, you come to a friggin' funeral.
Right. But I do have to say he is way hated. So, you know, and it's probably some bodyguards and they probably didn't say that, but it's probably a couple bodyguards. It's probably like he came with like four people and the rest were bodyguards or something. You know what I mean? Because the whole family does hate him.
Right.
But here's the thing. So he goes to sit up front and they're like, I'm sorry, we can't accommodate you. So instead of him sitting up front and his entourage sitting somewhere else, they just say, they make him leave. They don't even give him the option to stay. They make him leave.
No, they didn't make him leave. He decided to leave.
No, I thought they made him leave. And that's why Jesse Jackson got up and spoke about it and was like, what the hell?
Really?
Yeah.
Jesse Jackson.
I know.
How did you know about this? You didn't even watch the damn thing.
No, but I saw a clip.
When was this? Over the weekend or something?
Yeah. I thought that was bullshit. I'm like, that is such bullshit.
Yeah. You know what I did instead? I went to Monster Jam.
Monster Jam?
Monster Trucks.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, you like those?
Hell yeah.
Smashing up shit.
Oh, my son's like completely into them too, so it's nice. I don't have to watch Bubble Guppies anymore.
That's awesome. How old is he?
Like three? Two and a half.
Okay, yeah.
And you know what? We take him to go see it, and you know, you just get to see all the big trucks. I mean, the weird thing is that there's like during any weekend, there's like 10 events going. So there's 10 different trucks all throughout the country. And we actually got to see a lot of the drivers that you see on TV.
That's cool.
Yeah. And, you know, Adam Anderson, who drives the Son of a... Or which one? Gravedigger Legend now. He used to drive Son of a Digger. And Lindsey Wink from the Lucas Oil Crusader. It's really cool. And you get to walk up and meet him. And then you get to see him crush shit.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I think like as a kid too, they're like, wow. I mean, I would think it's wow.
Yeah.
Where is it? Staples Center? No.
It was at Dodger Stadium.
Okay, Dodger Stadium. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was a cool experience, you know. And it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, normally me and my friends go down to the San Diego one and get all drunk and tailgate and cause problems.
I'm sure. Wait, it's the whole... I'm sorry, I shouldn't say this because I use the model for Affliction, but the whole Affliction crowd, we're like I look around and everyone's wearing like the t-shirts with the stuff all over it.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I think, yeah.
I think.
I'm not sure.
Well, there's a crowd of people that wear like UFC clothes, whether it be Affliction. I'm just throwing Affliction out there because whatever, but... Whether who wear like the UFC type clothes, and they actually say like the Griffin and Holly and Los Feliz and a couple of places will say no Affliction, no like UFC wear, because the people that wear them are usually meatheads who like cause a lot of fights.
Wow.
Yeah.
Meatheads, what, like they work out or?
Yeah, you meatheads. Yeah, like big macho dudes who just like to start shit.
I'm 5'7", you know.
No, but I'm saying like most that crowd likes to go to like the UFC. That same crowd likes to go to Monster Trucks.
Oh.
And NASCAR.
Yeah, now we just bring our beer pong table and
that's,
you know,
fucking cool.
Yeah, just sit around. Normally you get a pretty good crowd from that, and people, oh, we want to play one. Well, we have another table. Come on.
Yeah.
And then every once in a while you get the people that have a stripper pole in the back of their
that's
bed
cool.
in the truck.
Yeah.
And then that really gets the crowd.
Yeah, really? I'm sure, especially after you have beer pong games going, then you're like, oh yes.
They wouldn't let me on the pole. I
damn.
Don't know why.
I don't know why either.
I don't think you would have made a great sight.
As long as they clean that shit, I'm just saying.
What are you talking about? That's like free lubrication up there.
So gnarly.
Slide around the pole.
It's called AIDS everywhere. Gnarly, dude. Like, I remember I went to the strip club last week because I got really wasted and went up to the strip club. It was the last week or the week before? Whatever.
Last week.
Yeah. And I was in there and it was funny because they wouldn't clean the pole, and then one girl out of the blue would just clean the pole, and I'm like, so the rest of you shared the juices? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. And then they rub it on you when you get a lap dance.
Yeah. Especially the naked ones. Like the naked. Yeah. Don't they use towels, though, when you get a lap dance when they're completely naked? No?
No.
Oh.
You're okay. Wearing clothes. It's close enough.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because, like, what if... I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I mean, that's hot in a way, but what if... I mean, they've had... They've rubbed themselves all over the pole on other chick, which is fine. The other chick's thing. I get that could be hot to you guys in a way. But also, like, think of how many other men they've rubbed up on. Mm. And then that's going on you. And then they're
exposing...
Then they
want to put their nipples in your face, and you're like, no, no.
Well, the nipples are fine. That's totally fine. But I'm just saying, like... Spread eagle, and it's like I start thinking like you're doing this. So how many like guys have been like there recently? I start thinking like crazy shit, and then I'm like, ew, is oozing out like. I start thinking disgusting, and then I'm like, what kind of diseases are in the? Okay, now I'm not sexed up anymore. Like this is not so hot.
You're thinking about shit that's falling out of their vaginas. I mean.
I know. I just. I...
I mean, it's hard enough to, you know, to sit up there and spread your legs and do all this stuff. And now they're going to think about you wondering what kind of disease they have.
I think it's hot to get up there and let me watch it. But when it's, like, on me and you don't, like, I don't know. I start thinking about that. Yeah. I don't want, like, disease juices on my clothes.
So you change your mind when they get close to you.
Yeah,
you're
I don't
like,
know
bring it over here. Wait. No, go away.
Yeah, I'm bringing it over and, like, just don't, like, rub your... The JJ all over me.
Yeah.
On my clothes.
And many times strippers are also porn stars as well. You know?
Yeah.
So they definitely are full of disease.
Yeah, it doesn't happen as much as you think, but a lot of them there are, you know, they'll headline, oh yeah, come down to this club and you'll see this porn star and
right. Yeah. Of course I have a friend that does strips.
They just got off set and they'll be right here. Ew.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Well, I was watching porn the other night with a friend and it was just funny, it just happened to like Beyond, and so we're watching it, and I'm looking, I'm like, oh no, I know what it was. We're flipping through the channels, and it was the home videos, like Playboy's naughty home videos. And here's the funny thing: so I was actually up to host the show a couple years ago, and I mean, it paid pretty decent, and you just have to go in the studio like 2 days a week and read the teleprompter. And I wound up choosing a porn star. It was between me and a porn star, and they chose the porn star. And well, because they wanted me to also. Get really, I mean, I was trying to change my image a little bit just because of the whole extends and all that. And I'm kind of like, I don't think I want to say that or get down and dirty in that in an interview. Yeah, no. So I chose a porn star because it was really raunchy. Anyway, so I've never seen it. So I see it on TV and I'm like, oh, I just want to watch it for a minute just to see what I would have been hosting. And dude, like you watch porns and they have pretty vaginas and pretty penises and pretty buttholes. Of course they bleach them. But I mean, they're pretty, you know, and they look like, obviously there's makeup and all that, but they look like, you know, good skin tone. I watched the home video ones and it is so disgusting. These like, cause obviously the girls shave and you have like razor bumps and like hair is growing and weird or like, I don't know. I laser. So for me, it's like, okay, why don't you wax that shit? Especially before you go on camera, put makeup. I know it's naughty home videos or home videos, but they still look like, you know, they're kind of pro. In
maybe
a way.
They're not meant to be viewed by the public.
No, they're for the show.
Yeah. Oh, I see. They're for the show. They submit for the show.
Yeah. And it's like, I just don't, your vagina is not pretty.
So is it like 80s porn where you have some little bushes and.
And you know what it is too? Is like,
and hairy assholes.
I'm really going to get very graphic right now. So. I also noticed, like, when you're watching porn, like I said, they have pretty vaginas. Their insides are, like, kind of, like, you know, they're all pink and pretty, you know.
How do you know? Do you get inside?
I'm just saying, you see it on camera. Okay, you see
it. Wait, pause. Look at this lady right here.
Look, it's really pink down there.
I'm just saying, I noticed that when the home videos ones, they're, like, the ends of, like, their labia are, like, black.
Yeah.
Or, like, purple. Or, like, weird colors. And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with your vagina?
Well, I mean, have you seen, like, there's things in the news lately about, or it was probably a couple of weeks ago, but there's this thing called, like, Muff March over there in Britain or England or whatever the hell you want to call that place. But they're complaining about, you know, the commercialization of vaginas pretty much, you know, trying to make them, like, the perfect pussy. And and these girls are, you know, like, cutting off those parts that, like, the brown parts or whatever to make it all, like, kind of fit inside. And,
cut them off?
Yeah, like, actually getting surgically removed labia to make him look like porn pussy.
Wouldn't you not be as sensitive?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I've never had my labia cut off, so
I was saying I would just never do that. I would just think like when I mean that's crazy.
Yeah, but some porn stars do that.
So,
I've heard of it. Yeah,
a lot of I mean I'm just saying are a lot of I mean I'm watching this. I was shocked like do a lot of women have like purple and black ends on their vaginas?
No, not
necessarily. I've never noticed
that. It depends on the skin color.
Okay.
You know, that's where...
I just was like, wow. Ugh.
I don't know. Is it like from tanning or something?
I don't know. I mean, I tan all the time and mine doesn't look like that. Like, I'm just saying, like, I don't understand. I guess it is...
People are different. Look, yeah. I mean, you know, when you watch porn, you see all kinds of people.
Well, when I watch porn, they're pretty. Yeah. But when I watched like the home videos, I was really like shocked and gnarled out. I was like, oh, boy.
Did you immediately go get a mirror and start? Wait, mine doesn't look like that.
I know what mine looks like. I play with it enough.
Oh, jeez. Well, there you go.
Just saying. But no, I just find it really unattractive when like shaving is just disgusting. Like
yeah,
if you're
going to
just
like
wax it so you don't see the little black hairs like everywhere. Don't have razor bumps. Don't have like weird ingrown hair. Like there was one chick who had ingrown hairs all over and I was like, this is not sexy at all.
Yeah.
Like I don't know.
Well, I don't think guys, you know, tear it down that much.
It's like, do.
Oh, there's vagina. Yeah, it's getting pounded. Sweet. Yeah.
I mean, like the thing is, like, if you're watching porn, then I want it to be sexy. You know, I want it to be like a pretty picture.
Yeah. And guys just want
it's
hot.
Hot.
Gore,
and
know?
It's hot. Like I don't mind watching porn. It's hot. But if you're, I'm just saying that this naughty amateur videos I watch, I'm like, this is freaking gnarly, dude. Yeah. I'm never going to watch this again. Like, I'm so disgusted.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's a question of taste. You know, you can't really argue about it. You don't like it. You know, some guys, you know, I mean, I don't like the shaving bumps and stuff either.
See, it's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
It kind of makes you think, like, what's wrong with you? Do you have a disease? It looks all weird, diseased out.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know that it's shaving or the hair, but the fact that you don't have to take care of yourself, the fact that you don't go and get ingrown hair stuff or go to a professional to get it done is also like, ew.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's porn specifically meant for men and women. Like men, we don't really give a shit. We're like, oh yeah, naked women. But like Playgirl, certain places like that make porn. That's like they got the romantical music in the background.
I don't need that shit.
Right.
I'm just saying they have makeup though. But actual porn puts makeup on the pussies and the assholes, or they bleach their pussies and assholes and their dick, whatever. But they're like they look nice.
Yeah.
This is amateur videos. I get it. But it's supposed to look like amateur. But just, I mean, the fact that I can't believe they would put that on TV, the fact that they have razor bumps all over and ingrown hairs. And
what time at night
gnarly.
Is this?
I don't remember. Like
3 in the morning?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Let's watch some porn at 3 in the morning.
Or 2? I don't remember.
Yeah.
At 1 or 2 in the morning? It's not like it's prime time porn.
But still, it was on like the Playboy channel. And I know it airs because I was supposed to host this show that was during the day on Playboy. So I'm just saying it was like rerunning later on. I didn't really watch it because I was like, I'm curious what I would have been, my voice would have been to, you know?
Yeah.
But I just found it, you don't find that, like, not sexy? I mean, you do. You think that's gross, but, like...
But amateur in general is pretty sexy because the people are real, you know? It's not like it's staged
like,
and everything,
yeah.
So, you know, they actually enjoy it.
I guess.
Know? Or, you know, maybe they do. I don't know.
It's still the camera angles that look way too professional.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I really don't think it's that amateur. But that's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, if it's not that amateur.
No, I mean, if someone is filming them, then it's not that spontaneous. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because they could just put a camera there and do their thing. But that's not what you're seeing.
It looks like it's
yeah, someone's filming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I knew I was going to be on camera and I had a jacked up pussy, I'd put some makeup on that shit. I'm just saying.
Put some makeup
you know
on your pussy.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
Wow.
Is that vain?
No, not at all.
I mean,
I don't think so.
But I mean, like I said, I laser. But if I didn't, and if I shaved, like, okay, I'm thinking back in the day when I was in high school and I shaved. I mean, even then, if I was like with a guy, well, I had a boyfriend that like was with then. But if even then, I would be like, okay, I have to make sure it's perfect.
Did you put makeup on your pussy then?
I didn't put makeup on my pussy because I had a good, you know.
Sure.
But if I didn't, I would consider it, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's fucking
gnarly. Wait,
gnarly.
You would consider putting makeup on your pussy?
Not
you just
on
have
your
sex.
Pussy. I mean, like.
Oh my God.
If I looked jacked up like these girls did on the Naughty Amateur videos, if I looked jacked up, if I had a bunch of ingrown hairs and pink razor bumps that look like some weird fucked up disease around the area, then yeah, I would put makeup on it.
You could just turn the lights out.
But what if the lights were on? I don't know, I'm just saying.
Oh my God, you probably like the most like in your head about everything, huh? What the hell?
She analyzes everything.
There's a hole there.
I do analyze everything.
It's meant to get, you know,
pummeled.
Yeah. And you're worried about what it looks like while it's getting pummeled. Is my pussy cute while you're, you know, ramming
me? I don't
know.
But that's me. I'd rather be presentable and together.
Yeah,
and
you're
hot
self-conscious about the way you look, and you care about.
It's not self-conscious. It's the fact that I want to be presentable for whatever guy that I'm with.
Right.
I mean, it's not even that. It's like, it's just like, okay, for example, I see that, and I also think they probably don't shower. They probably, if you were to go down on them, it would smell a little bit. Mm. They're the ones who don't drink pineapple juice because they're inconsiderate bitches. Do you know what I mean? It's like, whoever I'm just saying, like, whoever I'm with, like, I am considerate. So it's like, I shower before, like, I'm going to make sure I am smelling amazing. I'm not going to go running and then go, like, oh, let's go have some run. That is fucking foul, you know?
Hold on, I need to take a shower.
I just wouldn't be in that. Well, I mean, I just wouldn't ever let a guy also go down on me if you come back and you went to the gym and you come back, like, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's
what you don't like to smell it yourself too.
Ew.
Share what he's smelling.
But I'm just saying, when I see a girl like these girls, I automatically think, okay, they don't have to take care of themselves, so they automatically, I'm thinking other things, like they smell, they're not together, or they're not. I don't know. I just, my mind wanders. Mm. Just like the strippers, the same shit. Like, you know, make it smooth and pretty. I don't want to see, like, gnarly jacked up
You ever had a stinky stripper?
No.
Oh, my God. I had this one stripper, got off stage, and, you know, in Vegas, they do these lap dances where where you're in the chair and they do it around you.
Yeah.
And it was on my bachelor party, and, you know, my friends buy me a lap dance. You know, she's good looking and stuff, and of course, you know, turns around, all of a sudden, I got, like, puss and ass in my face, and all I smell is poo.
Wow.
No.
How disgusting.
I know. I'm like, I let her finish the dance, but I was like,
you did? I wouldn't have done that.
Well, she, like, got it out of my face, like, pretty quickly, but
oh my God.
Yeah.
You think it was a fart?
No.
Or was it poo?
It was probably a shart.
You think it was a shart? Do you think she just got pummeled in the ass beforehand?
I don't know. Probably just took a big dump.
Oh. And then you start to think, if you're a stripper and you took a dump, like, do you have toilet paper ringlets around?
There was a little piece of that.
Have wet wipes and everything.
You should bring wipes if you're a stripper.
Little pieces of tissue paper stuck.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I think about this shit. I do. I'm in my head. A lot of, you want to know what's in my head? I'm telling you right now. These are what.
I should have known by the toilet paper stuck to her stiletto.
Damn, exactly. See, there you go. But I'm just saying, too, like, if you're a stripper, you would think you'd be more self-conscious of the fact that you are on stage and sweating, you know? And if you're going to go to the bathroom, piss or shit or whatever, or the fact that you're sweating, get scented wipes, please. Scented body wipes. Wipe your pits.
Right.
Wipe your vagina. Wipe the, you know, areas, like, in between your legs, and wipe your asshole before you come over and give someone a lap
dance. You smell like flowers. Were you just arranging flowers with your ass?
Actually, I was. How'd you know?
Yummy.
Saying though, do you not agree? You agree.
Yeah.
These are the things that go. What goes through Bruschetta's mind?
And then I proceeded to ask another stripper, "Hey, do you guys just take big old shits and put your asses in people's faces?"
Where club was this? Do you remember? I am not gonna.
It was
there.
Some cabaret in Vegas off the strip.
It was off the strip.
Yeah. Well.
There's a couple places that are really awesome that are off the strip. So never mind, I'll take that back.
And I think we got drugged too.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, because they wanted to get drunk and shit on you. It was a weird fetish.
Probably.
Oh my God. Two girls, one cup.
The cup is your mouth.
I think we're going to get out of line here.
I know. I'm
we
sorry.
Might as well wrap up the show.
It's just getting good.
I know.
Tell the people on Next that they'll be here next week.
Oh God, I can't wait to hear what people are going to write about today. Sorry. No, I'm not really sorry. But this is what really goes through my brain.
Yeah.
The thing is like, it goes through a lot of people's brains, but I'm not scared to say it.
Right.
So.
No, that's true. I mean, people think about these things.
They do.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know what goes in my brain.
Yeah.
Which Ken is fucked up sometimes. But, you know, someone's got to say it. Why not be me?
All right. Well, Joey, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, not a problem. Thanks
Always
for having me.
A lot
me.
Of fun.
Yeah.
Of course, everybody listen to Guy Talk Radio Wednesdays at 7 on Channel 1 right here on LA Talk Radio.
And yeah. Facebook, Facebook.com and all that other stuff. Guy Talk Radio Show.
You need a Twitter.
Check it out.
You
yeah,
need
I
to
know.
Get a damn Twitter.
I need a Twitter.
Yes.
And yeah, we talk about fucked up shit like this on my show all the time
yeah,
too. So.
Yeah,
so it's perfect.
It's fun.
Yeah. And
oh.
if you go to the archives, Brigetta was on the show too. What a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. With Chrome yeah. Vodka.
That was fun. Oh, I gotta write him back. I totally.
We
forgot.
Got her all drunk and she did some crazy shit.
Yeah. Did I? I don't know. It was fun. It was really fun. Yeah.
All
oh,
right,
I did
guys.
Some funny texting. Anyway, tomorrow on the show we have Matt and Mark Harris who are going to come talk to us about what it's like to put together an Oscar gift lounge.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you're going to go there.
Oh, I am on Thursday. I'm really excited.
Get me some things too.
Give me some free shit.
Yeah, get us free shit.
Awesome.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.